I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
LeBron.
What?
He's got to stop, right? Like, he's got to stop. He just, and I don't know if this is him who's doing this stuff or someone in his crew is doing this stuff. Like, I don't know. And his posse is...
Don't you do it.
I'm kidding. I don't know if it's one of his business associates that are so well-respected throughout the country or it's him or what. But this has been something, like, I remember, was it last year in the... It was, right when he went into his playoff dark, LeBron dark 23, whatever that is, zero dark 23, that he sent like a DM to a very attractive young woman on Instagram. And then we said, oh, I thought that this was zero dark 23. And we said, well, maybe it was someone in his camp, whatever. So now there's another one of these, right? And it really does make my head hurt. So there's an Instagram model, and please don't look her up yet, okay? Because I want
to talking to me.
I want to, I want to test you here. All right,
test me, baby.
I want to test you.
I'm gonna pass.
And her name is Heidi Hoback.
What's up, Hoback? What?
And she gets a DM allegedly from LeBron James.
Allegedly,
and it looks like it is. From LeBron James.
And she put this out there.
She puts it out there.
Yeah. She lying.
So she puts the thing that LeBron sent to her, says, teach me. I guess she's like an outdoors woman.
Uh-huh.
So
Ho is out back.
So he writes, teach me how to hunt, and I'll teach you how to play ball. Deal, LOL. All right? So that's his thing. Like, you're a hunter. I'm a basketball player. Let's have sex. That's basically what he's saying.
Oh.
So she...
Okay, role play.
...takes that snapshot and puts it on Snapchat.
Why?
You following me now?
I think so.
And she wrote as her caption on Snapchat, athletes slide in girls' DMs all the time. So this isn't the craziest part, but sheesh, biggest buck I've ever seen over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what that means.
Big buck, like it's a deer or elk.
But is she referring to LeBron as the buck, or is she...
Probably. He's the biggest buck. Yeah.
Right, he's a big, like, he's
the bull elk.
Right, this is the largest. So she's saying, like, this is the biggest athlete out there.
And not just athletes. I'm sure regular dudes slide into their DMs all the time as Not just athletes. Men. Dudes. It's what they do.
So now we're like in this world with this Heidi Hoback.
Yeah.
So here's
can I look at Heidi?
No, I'll tell you. Here it is.
I can't look at Heidi yet.
Not yet. So here's the test.
Okay.
Heidi Hoback put out an 8-minute video.
Damn.
Explaining herself.
Okay.
And what happened. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see how long you can listen to her without looking at her.
Oh.
All right?
Uh-huh. Maybe the whole 8 minutes. It's going to take up the whole segment.
No. I don't believe it will.
Oh, okay.
We've already taken numbers down. Did you give a number of how long he could do it?
I wrote it down.
You wrote it down. You wrote mine down. Pete's got a number.
I should probably not go to Twitter. Someone probably sent a picture already. Huh?
Don't do it. Did Bogus give a number? Get Bogus's number.
Yeah, get his number.
See how long.
555-1212.
Now,
so you guys have a number of as far as how long it will take me to keep from looking.
Not keep from looking. How much of this you can take?
Okay, before let me just see him.
How much of this can you take
of
her just talking about this before you lose your mind?
Okay,
you ready?
All right,
but you got Bogus's number, Mike. All right. Here we go. Hit it.
So, guys, I have the craziest story to tell you. Literally just happened to me. I'm still shaking. Can't believe that this just happened. I don't even know how to tell you. All right, so I'm sitting here at the gate to the farm, and this is the only part where I get service, right? So I'm calling this tow company to see if they can add a tow package to my car, whatever. I'm on hold on the phone, sitting here. I go to my Instagram DMs, never really check these. Go to open an unread message, and it's from LeBron James. Okay, first of all, crazy as right? Crazy. He wants me to teach him how to hunt or something. Literally insane. So then I hear this noise over here in the woods, right over there, right outside my car. And I look over. I'm so dead. So I look over after I'm like, what? Like, LeBron James DM me. This is crazy. So, no. Something crazier happened. I look over, and there's a monster buck. Monster buck. Just walking, you know, paying me no mind. Literally walking, like, 50 yards from my car. I lose it. I lost it. Like, I started shaking. I'm like, holy f***. I dropped my phone. I'm still on hold. Dropped my phone. Snuck out of my car without him seeing me, crawled around to the other side, got my bow. He didn't even hear me, notice me, anything. So I get my bow out and I start creeping up behind him, following him. So then I'm like maybe 30 yards from him.
Pause
and then
for
he
a
just
second.
Disappeared.
Okay, you're gonna let this really go to 8 minutes?
She killed a buck.
All right, keep it going.
Like maybe
let me reset
yards.
It here. Hold on. We're seeing how long Brian can go listening to this Heidi Hoback before he loses his mind.
I was close to losing my mind, and the buck got involved.
Okay, all right. Well, keep it going, Heidi.
So then I'm like maybe 30 yards from him, and then he just disappears. He wasn't running. He was just kind of creeping away. So... But yeah, long story short...
Okay, I'm done.
He's done.
The buck got away.
Hold on. How long was that? Oh, Pete needs a second. I cannot believe that you listened to that garbage for that long.
I was close to cutting it off.
And by the way, she made up that story about the buck.
Thank you. She's a snitch, too.
She got criticism for calling LeBron a buck for whatever reason. And then she made up some story about she saw a buck, and that was her lie. So we have a number on how long it took?
155.
155.
Now what did you say?
25 seconds.
Mikey B?
Minute 17.
Oh.
Pete?
1 minute.
And what did Bogus say?
24.
$1, Drew.
This price is right.
Yeah.
Can I look at her now? She was. Why are you snitch?
I cannot see. The reason why I thought of this was, when I hear that, like, oh my God, like, here I was, and I'm just like, oh, I can't deal with it. So I started playing it this morning, and I was like, that's it. I'm done. Within 10 seconds. Within 10 seconds, I was done. So I thought you'd do the same thing. I thought you'd be like, no. Like, you're clear. Shut up, woman. I thought that's what you were going to do.
I was getting there, but...
Then you got sucked into the story.
So, guys, I have the craziest story to tell you.
So, guys, I have the craziest story.
I know, that was weak. Yeah.
So I'm out, and... Mm. I see an armadillo, and like I've never seen an armadillo, and I'm like, and I look down at Instagram, and I look at my DMs, and then I'm like, oh my God, Kevin Love just sent me a picture of his ass.
He's a snitch.
A picture, and I'm like, oh. So then I look down, and the armadillo starts scurrying away. And I'm like, wait, armadillo, where are you going?
I don't see her with any animals on her IG. Where are the animals? You're supposed to be an avid hunter.
I'm like, well, I mean, there's a lot of pictures of me.
A ton of pictures of her.
Because people know what animals look like, and they could, like, Google animals.
But you're supposed to be...
But, okay. Picture want to see me, like, duh.
Okay.
So, anyway, so I'm like, oh, my God. So I dropped my phone in a puddle.
Donuts like, on the chichis. Okay.
So then I pick up the phone out of the puddle, and it's wet. And I'm like, ew.
How big was the buck?
It was huge. I was like, oh my God. Are you kidding me?
What happened to the buck? How'd the buck get away? You were right there. You had your bow and arrow.
Like, this is what was so crazy. Like, it just like disappeared.
But it was the biggest buck you've ever seen. It frightened you.
I know. That's
were you
what
scared
was,
for your life?
I was. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, people like, they'll be like, your life like flashes like in front of like your eyes. Like I was like that. And I was like, oh.
What would you have done if the buck charged you?
Oh, I don't know. I would have been like, stop. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, stop. Like, I don't want
to
die.
Would you try to wrestle with the
I've
buck?
Got so much life ahead of me.
Would you?
And I'm like, so, like, I mean, like, think about all the NBA players I can snitch on that want to have sex with me. And, like, if this buck kills me right now, like, I'm never going to be able to do that.
You weren't insulting LeBron when you said he's the biggest buck ever. You weren't saying he was Mandingo.
You're not listening to me.
I am listening.
I said I didn't say LeBron was the buck. Okay?
Okay.
What I was saying, if you're listening to me,
I'm listening now,
is that LeBron sent me the message. He slid into my DMs, and I also saw a giant deer.
Now, why do you feel it's necessary for you to share that information with the world?
Because he's LeBron, and it's like, oh, my God. And, like, he thinks that I'm hot, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then he's married, and it's like, oh, my God.
Did you do this to further your career?
And I'm like, oh, imagine. And LeBron, he's like a billionaire, and I'm thinking about, like, yachts and, like, oh, my God.
But how are you going to get all that now if you've snitched?
And I'm like, I was with Kiefer for, like, 6 years in high school. And like he
was Kiefer a big buck?
He was a broke ass son of a gun.
He didn't have any antlers.
And like
he was a broke buck.
Like his idea of like a nice night out was like going to Boston Market. And like here's LeBron, you know, like
he'd like, buy you Boston.
Yeah, like all of it.
Yeah.
And I would be with LeBron on his yacht, and we'd be having fun, and I just got caught up in it all.
Oh, you little snitch.
Shut up! You airhead!
Yeah, that was annoying, but I wasn't
God!
About the big bop! No, she had some...
Yeah, right. I don't want to be alive. That's exactly what I was saying. As soon as I heard that audio this morning, I was like, I want to die. I don't want to live anymore. Shut up.
Ew, crazy voice.
So now that you see her, is she more tolerable?
Nice lips.
Mm-hmm. I mean, God, I just can't even. I can't take it.
Instagram models. I know I've fallen for a couple of them here or there. You know,
Bonita,
I mean,
everybody
does. Mm-hmm. But at least I have a little bit. I feel like the one we were trying to get on the show, that Katya Elise Henry. She's got a little business sense about her.
Yeah, have we heard her voice?
Family oriented.
I haven't heard her voice, though. She may talk like this.
I hope not. No, I have faith she does not.
She had a nice Halloween costume, too. I have no idea what it was, but it looked nice.
did it matter?
Nope. You can be whatever you want to be. Mm-hmm. Why would you snitch? Since she's just trying to further her career by putting
course.
That
well, that's
out
why
there.
You do it.
Shut up. Up, woman.
But it's
she probably
there
married
it is,
up.
Finally. 14 minutes later, I got exactly what I thought I was going to get. And finally, it took him 14 minutes, but I got the shut up woman that I thought I was going to get. But I mean, bigger issue is like if it's LeBron or anybody in his circle, just stop it. Like, you know, this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
You're LeBron.
That's probably why he didn't do it.
It's LeBron's camp, but even they should know. And I'm thinking, like, how many of these, like, let's say that this one didn't work out. How many of these did, like, where they were quiet about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. They just, this is what they do. This is like they're putting the net out there. And
that's how y'all roll, you young folks, these days.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Cast a huge net. See what you catch.
I think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened just... Go to the club, meet somebody, dance the night away, and then you good. Don't have to slide in no DMs. Mm-mm. Meet them in person. Talk to them.
Yeah, I wonder, though, if like 22-year-old Brian Jones existed now.
I'd be doing the same thing they're doing. There's no question. I do. I am not in pain right now, but you may or not be an athlete, but I still know that pain for anybody is a real bummer, regardless of your vocation or age. Know this, Relief Factor is not just for athletes or retired athletes like me. Brian Jones here. If you didn't know it, and for the first time ever, I'm endorsing a pain reliever that is 100% drug-free, and that's important. And no, just because I'm a retired football player with aches and pains that, quite frankly, I deserve because of what I put my body through, doesn't mean you can't lower or even eliminate your pain as well. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot pain can keep you from walking, sleeping through the night, golfing, playing tennis, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. The good news is this. Relief Factor makes available a three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
We've got
no way.
That is a scary, creepy laugh.
Yeah,
that's right before he slices you the little bitty pieces.
What? Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. Coop's not that type of guy. You know?
Sure. Yeah, he is. That laugh.
Yeah.
That,
I wouldn't put anything past that old geezer.
No, yeah, last week we had him cutting out kidneys and selling them on the black market. Mm. That's what we had that laugh from.
No.
Evil. Pure evil.
I'm with
Large
you.
Marge. Tell him Large Marge sent you. You never saw that movie either, did you?
What movie is that?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
A long, long time ago.
You did see that movie?
I think bits and pieces. I can't recall.
You don't really?
No way.
Large Marge and her sidekick.
Coop. Coop's Big Adventure. Someone stole his pen. He has to go and find it. All right, Bogus, you got an update for us?
I do. So Colin Kaepernick's camp and the NFL agree that the league invited the exiled QB to meet with Roger Goodell, but then their agreeing stops. Kaepernick lawyer Mark Garagos says they immediately said yes, but then backed out when the NFL would not agree to have a mediator present for the meeting. A league spokesperson first said yesterday that Kaepernick never responded to the invite, then said Garagos' statement violates the CBA by breaking the confidentiality clause when you file a grievance. Meanwhile, the Texans have signed another QB in the wake of Deshaun Watson's knee injury.
He good, too.
Josh Johnson, who hasn't thrown a pass in a real game since 2011.
So?
I'll remind you, it's 2017. Oh, he replaces Matt McGloin behind Tom Savage and DJ Yates. Vikings QB Sam Bradford reportedly had his troublesome left knee scoped yesterday. He could go on injured reserve as soon as today when Minnesota takes Teddy Bridgewater off the PUP list. And Bucks receiver.
He's got to retire now, right? You're Sam Bradford.
Sammy? No.
Oh, well, man. Well,
some of these other guys that are being signed. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous with the knees and him. I mean, he's always hurt. And he's got such a small frame. You know, and that's I don't know. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you trade a first-round pick for this guy.
Yeah. He'll be all right.
No, he won't be all
right. He'll come back stronger.
He's done.
What?
He's cooked,
man. He's got at least 10 more years on those knees.
Of life or in the NFL?
What? I mean, there's no way. If I'm him, I just leave the game.
You think?
Enough with this. Hmm. You're never healthy. Stop messing around.
Who was that for the Raiders? Was it Daryl LaMonica who played forever? He's going to be like him.
George Blanda.
George Blanda. That's who it was. He's going to be like Blanda. Yeah, he'll be out there.
Sam Bradford.
Come on.
50-year-old Sam Bradford.
He's going to be like, Blanda. That's it. Jim Otto.
Oof. All right, thanks, Brian. Remind you that Brian's on a football show multiple times a week.
What's that have to do with anything?
Make I'm not saying anything.
Coop on your way.
See that hoon?
That anger out there, okay?
See that hoon? Update anger, make fun of the guy, and the guy beat him up.
You didn't hear that
hoon? Oh, you the man.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer receiver Mike Evans lost his appeal, so he will serve his one-game suspension Sunday. Dummy. Against the Jets. No change in the top five of the college football playoff rankings. TCU, Miami, and Wisconsin now go 6, 7, and 8 after Saturday's losses from Ohio State and Penn State. UCF remains the top group of five school at number 18. For some reason, Mikey B stayed up late last night
and got this.
Now on the elbow, it's Jokic again. Head fake on the jumper, wants to work on Zeller. Gets the low block, floater, good! And Nikola Jokic has a new career high at 41 points to put the Nuggets up by 17 late in the fourth quarter.
You know what? I'm a moron. I should have worn my Nuggets sweatshirt today.
Yep. That's your boy.
Should have worn the Nuggets sweatshirt today. I would have rubbed it into Mikey B. It was Jokic career high.
Ugh.
I mean, I got two of my favorite European big men going off lately, man. Kristaps and Jokic. It's the golden age of the NBA.
We need to check in with our buddies over in Latvia, man. It's been a while.
Emailing with Giannis this morning.
Yeah?
Not Giannis Porzingis, no. But Giannis, the Translateris manager.
Yeah. See what's happening. See how our cutouts are doing.
Well, actually, this weekend, they posted a picture from Phono Clubs of us.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
You guys are back out there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we are, but we're back out there at a... I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday night, but we were at Phono Clubs. It said we were Gio and Jones helping with the disco, I believe.
Oh, cool. I like helping with the disco.
Let's see.
Universal Shop, Gherkins and Partneries, and Koopalees.
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 What if Koopalees are amazing and we have no idea about them?
Yeah, right. A little delicacy, a little pastry. Oh, see, look. Phono Clubs. So Phono Clubs tweeted this out. Was the fourth Friday or Saturday? Who cares? So,
see, those are the questions I asked you.
Yeah, right. It was Saturday.
Oh, dang. We back, dog.
Yeah. So it said, if you look at the caption, Phono, the people, if you don't know what we're talking about, we're huge in Sasis, Latvia.
Mm-hmm.
The one club in Sasis is Phono Clubs. Translateris, the big rap group out of Sasis, performs at Phono Clubs. They like the show. We got a relationship. They made two cardboard cutouts of us and showed us around the town. And they still have them. They didn't burn them or anything. They still have them in Phono Clubs. They brought them to Phono Clubs yesterday, and it said, so here's Gio and Jones helping us out with disco this night. Hashtag Latvia. Hashtag LVNY. There it is. Look at us, man. Huge in Latvia. You can look back at this and say, we made it, man. We did.
We made it. We're big in Latvia, dude.
Yeah, if you have nothing else, you have this.
It's the final countdown.
Have you got them into MSG yet, Mike?
I have not.
Garden.
Yeah, I know. They probably expected much, much more from us.
To Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. At Yahoo.com. Oh, those guys. What's his name? Edzeus Kalkoulis?
Yeah.
Yeah, Edzeus.
No Edzeus. Idea what the other guy's name is.
Yeah, I don't know. Send cutleries and kumpelies.
Universal Shop, Gherkins and Partneries, and kumpelies. Kumpelies.
If I ever made it to Sasis, I'm going to be, take me straight to the kumpelies.
How much is it cost?
And is that right next to the Gherkins and Partneries? Or is that in another area of town?
That's down the road, dog.
And where exactly is this Universal Shop?
This is our city center, roundabout, and supermarket.
Sasis. Those guys probably heard them.
We got to get them over here, man. Come on. They got to come. We'll get them to a Knicks game.
We will not be the only one black.
Let me show you the other black people. Damn goose. A black goose. That's going to be dinner soon for somebody.
That was the best. The way you phrased that. You will not be the only one black.
We will not be the only one black.
You're damn right, because I'm going to leave some offspring.
Oh, God.
How about help the black population?
That I will contribute money to. 15 years from now, there being like six black kids. And,
you'll
be like
theory.
The brothers when they went on R&R in the Vietnam War in the Philippines.
You'll have your own era on the Wikipedia page. Like when King Jones came in 2018.
This is payback, my followers.
Right. And impregnated no less than 48 different Latvian women.
I'll be the Wilt Chamberlain of Latvia.
You want, are your bags packed? We should start this as soon as possible.
Yeah, while I'm young, right?
What? You know, people go, why are there so many people with the last name Jones in Latvia? Well,
We were invaded a couple of decades ago.
He will not be the only one black.
I can see Greg in like 2033 recommending a new Netflix documentary on this tiny Latvian village of mixed race kids, right, all from the same dad, yelling.
The brothers took over Latvia. Yeah.
Oh. This is the biggest thing to happen to us ever.
I think we will do it.
The real black plague.
I have other sports news, but at this point, just go to CBSSports.com and figure things out yourself.
Or a better man.
That's right. We're going to take the better man to Latvia. They probably need that. Come on. Better sex.
Yeah. My mom watched it.
Cool.
Yeah, she
was
into it.
What did mama say?
She said she loved it. She said she loved. She sat there and she loved watching you on Sunday.
Oh, thanks, Mama.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
She texted me and she said, "I made sure I watched because she was felt bad. She missed it the first week.
Mm-hmm.
She made sure she watched it. I wanted to tell you that.
Thank you.
Watched it the second week. It said, let Brian know I really enjoyed his show.
Man brain, woman brain.
Yeah. So is it going to be on again?
I'm not sure when it airs. I have to check the local listings to see what it airs.
Well, will you? The local where are these local listings?
BetterManShow.com.
Oh, okay.
You can find an affiliate near you.
Very good.
Yes.
Let's build a better man.
Why not? So excited. Why not, girl?
Why not, baby?
Let's make some black babies. In Latvia. Why not?
That should be one of the segments, you know? It's like, all right, Gwen, let's make some black babies. Why not?
We will not be the only one black.
Now that brings us to our most popular part of Better Man. A segment we like to call, let's make some black babies.
Segment we like to call killing racism. Right. One baby at a time. Why not?
I can't even. All right. Should we break now so we have more time with Christian Fourier? Should we do that? Or is he calling you? Or what's happening here?
Hope he's not lying this time. Remember the Red Sox stuff? Yeah, he was lying his butt off.
So full of it, yeah.
You can break now. He just texted me. He's good to go.
Okay, he is good to go. All right. Sign up to be an O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Coming up next, Christian Fourier is going to join us, former NFL tight end, now with CBS Sports Network. He talks both college football and NFL, and he's a pretty funny dude, too. So you'll enjoy that next.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen, and Brian, how are you?
You better be nice, man. Aren't we working together in a couple weeks? Actually, yeah, a couple weeks. Next week?
Yeah, not this Saturday. Next Saturday, we get to hang out all day. Mm-hmm. I get to leave early. Oh, I love it.
How about that? I'm going to sabotage you, though, man. See, you talking noise.
You wouldn't do crap like that. See, that's
the type of guy he is, man. Total jerk. All right, so the most interesting thing in your mind that came out of the latest college football rankings is what?
How cool is it going to be when 18th-ranked Mississippi State beats up on Alabama this Saturday? That's the one thing I'm looking for.
You do not believe that, do you?
Man, I said it like 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. Like, yes. Yes and yes. I'm going to pull a LeVar Ball. I'm going to will it to existence. I'm going to keep talking about it.
You're going to speak to the Dalai Lama or whatever you call. Who did he say it was?
Because every week we go through these scenarios, right? Like, does this team have a chance to beat Bama? No. What do they have to do? And none of them get it right.
Yeah.
They all have opportunities. LSU had opportunities last week to complete some deep balls. They couldn't do it. They couldn't finish. But overall, I think Mississippi State has, like, the best chance. And, you know, they're playing at home. You know, Alabama's beat up. They're dealing with some injuries. It's probably the toughest game they're going to play. Then they play Mercer or something like that. So Nick Fitzgerald not being, you know, Deshaun Watson, and he's not Johnny Manziel. He's not even Bo Wallace, really. But he's his own different brand of danger. And their defense isn't great, but they're not terrible.
Listen, so, Georgia.
Based on all those things, I'm sticking with it.
Georgia, Auburn, Mississippi State, they were outscored 80-13. You know what Nick Fitzgerald threw for? You know what he threw for in those two games? 45 and 35 completion percentage.
Are you going to sit there and look at every person's worst game of their career and use that as an indictment of what they're going to be like in this game?
Okay.
Like, no. I could say, like, everybody has bad games. Yes, they were really good. But eventually the tide turns and guys play above themselves. Listen, you can sit there and use all the stupid stats you want, Brian. Like, you're not going to change my mind.
Why do I have to be stupid? I'm just giving you the facts. They're not stats. They're the facts. I'm pointing out the fact. Yeah, because you want to will this into existence. That's why they're stupid to you. Hey, I think Mississippi State plays tougher than a lot of people may believe. They played well at home. It's just away from home where they've really stubbed their toe. But you're not believing that. You just want to.
Well, here's what I'll say. Man, listen, like it's not like it's easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. With the right, like, because you always need a little bit of help from Alabama, like, you know, and when you do get help from Alabama, it's like uncharacteristic type stuff, like, you know, they get a fumble here, a pick here, you know, a special teams return, like, you need help, like, teams can't do it on their own unless you have some unbelievable player, right? So, I mean, you're hoping that they give you some gifts, right? Because if they don't, then I don't think it's going to happen. One, Mississippi State, they have to play out of their mind.
Yep.
Okay, that's the first part. And then they need some help. And then you hope that you're in it in the, you know, the last couple possessions, and then you just see where you're at.
Speaking of LeVar Ball, you brought him up before. Are you as into this story as I am that one of his kids might spend years in a Chinese jail? I mean, is that not just priceless?
Yeah, which one is that? Is that Michelangelo, Leonardo, or
it's Splinter? It's the one that he'd want in jail, which is the best because he said that he's Leangelo's the one that he never thought was going to do much. He'd probably be the guy that missed. So he's the one in jail. So
acting out.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Because he doesn't have his father's attention and love and support. Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically. I mean, we joked about it this morning. Obviously, it's a serious thing, but like this is perfect for sports talk radio. We'll get back to college football in a second. You do a show. I mean, this could turn out to be a really big deal that they've got multiple UCLA basketball players that were arrested for shoplifting in China. I mean, I don't think they're just going to like let him go with a slap on the wrist.
No, and I don't know, you know, whenever I don't really pay attention to a lot of international law, but there's a couple of countries that you just kind of know. Like, if I say, like, Thailand, okay, you're not going to steal anything. If I say North Korea, probably not going to fart around North Korea. It's the same way. Like, you just kind of know, like, if you just watch the news, you know that this isn't, you know, some, like, you know, some, you know, South Attleboro Mall that you're dealing with, you know? Paul Bart, the mall cop, isn't going to come, like, give you a citation. They're going to cane your ass in the middle of a public square. I don't get it.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, certain neighborhoods, nah, you probably don't want to go over there. Yeah, don't go messing with them.
Right? I mean, you got to know. I mean, the guy's been pampered. The guy drives a Lamborghini. He's wearing that, you know, silly red suit like he's like Eddie Murphy from, like, you know, 48 Hours. Like, God, I don't know, man. I don't know. And, you know, here's the worst thing, guys, and it kind of sucks in a way, but everybody hates his dad so much, it's almost like they kind of want him to get punished, you know, because they feel like the dad's going to suffer in some weird way. It's just weird.
It is huge and weird. A huge story, I meant to say, and weird.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Wisconsin not getting any respect, or actually inching towards more respectability, moving up one spot from 9 to 8 in this week's college football playoff rankings. Where do you see Wisconsin?
You know what? I'll tell you, it's typical Wisconsin. Like, nothing's changed, like, ever, right? From when Bielema was there, and then who was the other guy that left? I forgot him.
Gary Anderson.
Yeah, then they brought in Crist. Like, nothing's changed. So I was never a fan. I thought Hornibrook was terrible. I thought he was the worst type of quarterback. I mean, he couldn't even do, you know, complete those play action passes that were set up to succeed, you know, like a Friday walkthrough. But he's been playing better. And I will say this, like, for the most part, they're just pretty much consistent. They're not real flashy. They don't really beat up on people. It's kind of it starts off slow, then they slowly pull away from teams that aren't really that good, but they allow them to hang along long enough to kind of believe that they can win. They just haven't played anybody. The fact that, like, you know, teams with one loss or ahead of them kind of is a disrespect card. You know, I'd be pissed off if I was them. But, you know, it's going to come down to the Big Ten Championship. That's what's going to come down to, because I don't think they play a ranked team. At least I don't think they played a ranked team all year.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have their opportunities coming
this up. This weekend, Iowa is now ranked after being unranked until beating Iowa State. They're now number 20.
Gio and Jones with Christian Fourier across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Have you settled on what your four is going to be now that you've already projected that Mississippi State's going to beat Alabama? Have you gotten that far? Have you gone farther to see who's going to play in this playoff?
Oh, yeah, you're going to hate me for this, too. Like, I've been doing this for a while now. Like, I love Notre Dame, and I am a card-carrying, flag-waving hater of Notre Dame. I've hated them ever since I was a kid, so saying this really hurts me. I actually have them as number two. I actually think they're, like, one of the best team in the country. It's almost like, even though, like, Georgia beat them at home, I have to put Georgia ahead of them just because of a head-to-head at home on the rope, and Georgia beat them. But it's almost like Georgia and Notre Dame are really similar to me, but I think Notre Dame has a better quarterback. And I think if those teams played again at neutral site or wherever, I think Notre Dame would beat them. So I got Georgia 1, Notre Dame 2, Bama 3, and I got Oklahoma 4. Even though they don't play defense, I still got them 4, and I got Clemson 5.
Yeah, I have Oklahoma in 4. I have Clemson 3, Georgia, Bama, Clemson, then Oklahoma. Now, what's the source of this hate for Notre Dame?
Well, I went to a school called Crusty Carmelite High School in the San Fernando Valley, and one of our rivals was Notre Dame High School.
Yep.
Yeah, and then when I went to Colorado, it was the whole, you know, Rocket Ishmael, you know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hit them twice, you know, won the dance. And it was just you know, Notre Dame was always that team that no matter what was going on or what happened, they always ended up winning. And you kind of felt jealous because you felt like they got everything and they're always on national TV and, you know, and they're like almost like they were spoiled. And so there was a little jealousy that kind of existed with me. But then when we beat them when I was a freshman, and then we, you know, beat their heads in when I was a senior, and they came out in the Fiesta Bowl and they were wearing these puke green, like, old throwback jerseys, and we just beat their heads into the ground. You know, so yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Then my nephew went there, and he kind of had to leave.
he kind of had to leave.
Was he shoplifting in China?
Hey, he's lucky he wasn't in China on what he did have.
talking to Christian Fourier on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. The Patriots figure it out yet? You're pretty confident that they're back after some early season struggles on defense?
I would say no. I mean, so they lost Hightower for the season. They lost Shea McClellan, who was supposed to come back. He's done for the season also. They have one of the worst defensive lines in the NFL. Their secondary, that was supposed to be the best, still hasn't quite figured it out. And well, they've gotten better. It's just a real weird year for them. Like, they're not really good at anything on defense. They give up a bunch of yards. They're not great in the red zone. I mean, they've gotten better over the last 3 weeks, I will say that. But every game has been really tough. Every game has been a challenge, no matter who it is. You know, even like the bad teams are fighting with them. But here's what they don't do. They don't kill themselves. And that's a testament to their coaching and their character and their just intelligence. Other teams, like, they have opportunities to beat them. They get them up against the wall, and they have the opportunity, and they just do something stupid. It happens every single week. Like, I look at the Patriots like I do Alabama. Like, if you're going to beat the Patriots, even though they're not as strong as they used to be, like, you have to play a perfect game.
Yep.
And you have to hope that when they do something stupid, that you take advantage of that opportunity, because they don't come up a lot. And so and then you got to put them in a hole and force them to play a brand of football that they're not comfortable with playing. And it's so hard. It's so difficult. But I see it over and over and over again. Like, I forgot who teams will, like, they'll start off with a penalty. They'll start off with, like, an interception. They'll start off with, like, 12 men on the field. The Jets did it all the time. The Jets, like, I don't know what coaches must lose their mind when Tom Brady catches the defense with 12 men on the field. They do it all the time, and I know the coaches tell them, but they still catch them. And I know it seems like a small thing, but it adds up. And you just start getting demoralized, and you stop believing that you can win. So, you know, listen, they have Brady, so no matter what, they're always going to be in it. But nothing's been easy for them this year.
Hey, you saw Jacoby Brissett up close. I saw him when he was at Florida and also at NC State. But now in the pros, do you think he could be the new starter there for the long haul, considering what happens with Andrew Luck? You know, you got his owner dropping him into grease. But Brissett can be a starter in this league for a while?
You know, it's funny. The Patriots traded him before the season for Philip Dorsett, former first-rounder out of Miami. And we were all like going, wow, I thought they loved him. Okay. And then they traded Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, it all makes sense now. They didn't really believe in Jacoby Brissett. They didn't think he had it, you know, which was interesting because all they did was gush about him every single opportunity they had. I think Jacoby Brissett, I think his ceiling is – you know, like I said, he can have Andy Dalton's career. I think that'd be a success. I don't think he's – if he could have Matt Moore's career, the backup over in Miami, I think that would be an unbelievable career for him. I don't think he's, like, got, you know, game-breaking skills. I don't. I mean, he's limited as a passer. But overall, he's smart. For the most part, he's careful with the football. And, you know, he'll be a good teammate. So he should play in the league for 12 years, you know, but I don't think he's like, I don't think anyone's going to give him like a big contract to be here. I want you to turn around our team. Like the San Francisco 49ers aren't going to say, hey, turn around our team. The Cleveland Browns aren't going to say, hey, that's the guy that's going to turn around our team. No, he'll push some younger kid. He'll battle with an older guy. He'll turn into a mentor and later in his years.
Christian, we love talking to you, man. Thanks for the time this morning, and I'm sorry you got to work with Brian in a couple of weeks because that's going to be brutal, but hopefully we have a chance to have you on the show again soon.
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't kind of sabotage me. You know?
No, man. Issue. I got you. Yeah, I got your back. Way back.
All right, boys.
See ya. Christian Fourier, WEEI, CBS Sports Network, former NFL tight end, brother who got into some trouble. You know that story? I don't know that story.
No, I'm not up on that one. I'm going to have to figure that one out. I have to inquire.
Wikipedia says unknown reasons.
Ah!
And apparently his nephew had a relationship with a girl that Russell Wilson did as well.
And?
Years later.
Well, you know, sometimes that happens.
They get around, dog.
Yeah, people do.
They get around.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see. I really have a feeling about this China story.
You think it's going to be...
I think this is what... I think it's this... The story that now like people are sort of paying attention to on the periphery, and it's going to turn into the biggest sports story there is. Like, they're not going to let him go. You know, they're going to have to go to jail.
They're going to let him go. You watch. They'll let him go.
What? For what reason?
They'll pay for the glasses. Here, give us our basketball players back.
I mean, is this going to be like an international diplomacy thing?
Yeah.
As Christian Fourier said, a couple places you don't want to mess around.
We said it too.
China's one of those places.
Yep.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks to Christian Fourier, Will Brinson, Mikey B, Petey Meats, Bogish, and Jockey Lone. Talk to you tomorrow. Gio and Jones right here on CBS Sports Radio.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.